Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Yud Tes. We're starting Yud Ches Amud Beis about the second to last line with the words Ubaris Yafa V'chulu. That's a quote from the Mishnah and the Vilna Surah Daf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biakav Ma'isha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. As we mentioned, I told us a case where we have two slime. One is Ma'aser Sheni, the other one isn't, and we got confused. We don't know which one is, which one isn't. So we take a seller's worth of copper coins and say that the kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni should be on these copper coins. Then he chooses the nicest silver coin and transfers the kedusha back from the copper onto the silver. Now the Gemara begins by referencing a sugya in Baba Metzia called Aina. The one is not allowed to overcharge or underpay by too much, or else the entire sale may be batal. And this applies with a coin as well. And the Mishnah discusses how much a coin is allowed to be missing, and there's still no issue of Aina. And Cheske tells us that this rubbed out coin is allowed to be used for Ma'aser Sheni. Now picking up with that, our Gemara tells us, Cheske Amar Cheske says, Shu Mechala, when he's being Mechala, this rubbed out coin, meaning it already has Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and he's spending it in Yerushalayim, Aisa Kara, he treats it as a not good coin, meaning at its true rubbed out value. You'd have someone off on top. However, when he's being mechalal, Paris of Ma'aser Sheni onto the coin, Isa, Kayafa, he treats it as a good coin, even though it's rubbed out and it's not worth its full value. He still treats it as if it's worth its full value, and he's mechalal all that value worth of Paris onto it. Now, here's the question. We learned in our Mishnah, that he has to choose the nicest of these two slime and then transfer the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni from the copper coins onto the silver one. Well, according to Cheskia, why would we do that? Why doesn't he just choose the inferior of these two coins and treat it as if it's like a Yafet? The same with Cheskia allows one to take a rubbed out coin and treat it as if it's full value and transfer Ma'aser Sheni onto it. He should be allowed to do that in the Mishnah as well. So Rabbi Yonah answers, I say, he ha'isa Ma'aser Sheni. The reason why I can't do that here is because it's very possible that the Yafet, the good seller, was actually Ma'aser Sheni. And since it always was the Ma'aser Sheni, we can't just now say that the ra'a, the not good one, the inferior one, is now the Ma'aser Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Mikal Makom, Lo Yatzis L'Chulin? Either which way, didn't it become Chulin? We had said that he takes a seller's worth of copper coins and he transfers the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni from the seller onto these copper coins. So neither of these silver slime have Kedusha anymore. Who cares if the one that used to be Kadosh was the nicer one? Now it's not Kadosh anymore. Once again, why can't we just transfer the Kedusha from the copper coins onto the inferior silver one? So Rabbi Yonah answers, he never intended to make it full out chulin. This whole shtick that he's playing, transfer the kedusha from the silver onto the copper and then back onto the silver, is only because he's not 100% sure which one was actually Ma'aser Sheni. But obviously, if the good one always was Ma'aser Sheni, he never intended to make it full out chulin. And Teidel Chashukain, you should know this is true, because the Mishnah says, not that it should remain in this state. The kedusha is not allowed to remain on these copper coins. He just has to quickly go and now be remechal this kedusha onto the silver. And so we see the kedusha wasn't taken off the silver with intent that it should always remain like that. And therefore, if the yafeh, the nicer one of the silver coins, really was always Ma'aser Sheni, it always remained that, and the kedusha was really never transferred off of it. And going on to the next part of the Mishnah where we had said, b'mnei sha'amru, because they said, meaning Chazal only allowed transferring the kedusha from the silver onto the copper temporarily, and then has to go back onto the silver, and it's not to be transferred from silver to silver. Rav Chagai Amar Kumi Reb Zeira, Rav Chagai said in front of Reb Zeira, the Menachem says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, Kol sha'amru b'demai, mechalin, anything they said by demai, that l'chatchila, one is allowed to be mechalel, b'vadai, mechalin oisa midaychak. When we're dealing with vadai, one is allowed to be mechalit midaychak. And that's because when we're dealing with demai, which is only suffik, it's not 100% chayiv in Ma'aser Sheni, for example, so one's allowed to rely on the bare bones da'iraisa when it comes to chilol. And therefore, if we're allowed to do it by demai, l'chatchila, we're allowed to do it by vadai midaychak. As the Gemara of Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah, mechalin kesef on the chashis midaychak, that we're allowed to be mechalel, the silver onto copper midaychak, because we have this difficult situation, but that's mashma hakesef al kesef loy. One is not allowed to transfer the silver onto the silver. He can't just take these two silver coins that got mixed up and choose the nicer one and say, if this is Ma'aser Sheni, let it remain Ma'aser Sheni, and if it's not Ma'aser Sheni and the inferior one is, then the kedusha, the inferior one, should be transferred onto this nice one. He's not able to do that. But why not? We know when it comes to demai, we are allowed to transfer kesef onto kesef. So that's a question. Now we have a different shita. Rav Babar Kain Amar Kumi Rav Yaina. Rav Babar Kain said in front of Rabbi Yaina, the Rav Acha says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan something slightly different. Kol sha'amru b'demai mechalin, anything they said by demai that l'chatchila we're allowed to be mechalal from this onto that. B'vadim, we're dealing with something that's definite. Avar v'chilaloi mechalal. If he was over and he did it, so then it's mechalal. And Rav Yudim Pazi quotes Rav Shem Barva, who says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan the same thing. Kol sha'amru b'demai mechalin b'vadai, when we're dealing with vadai, avar v'chilaloi mechulalin. If he was over and he was mechalal, it's mechalal. Not another din. Tani, we have a brayser. Rav Blaz Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Blaz Rav Shimon says, Kishem Shemachal and Kesef on the Choshes, the same way that we're allowed to be Machalel silver onto copper when we need to, like we've mentioned in the Mishnah, Kach Machal and Zav al Kesef, so too one is allowed to be Machalel gold onto silver. And don't say, well, silver is less chashuv than gold, and so we can't downgrade our Miser Sheni, so to speak. Since we're allowed to go from silver onto copper, we're allowed to go from gold onto silver as well, if we need to. However, Yotas on base on top, Amar Le Rebbe, Rebbe told him, Mipnei Ma Machal and Kesef on the Choshes. Why is it that one's allowed to transfer from Kesef onto Nechayshes? Shekin Machal and Kesef al Azav. That's because one could transfer from Kesef onto Zav as well. In other words, one's allowed to be Machal Kesef onto Zav because in relation to gold, silver is considered payrais. So it's really just like being Machal produce onto money. And it's the same with Kesef onto Nechayshes. Even though copper is less chasher than silver, since it's charif, it's more usable in the market than silver is, one is also allowed to be Machal silver onto copper. However, Vichalu Zav al Kesef, does that mean that we should be allowed to transfer from gold onto silver? Shein Machal and Zav al Nechayshes. We can't be Machal Zav onto copper, so we shouldn't be allowed to transfer Zav onto silver either. That's Rebbe's question on Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So Amar Lo, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon responded to him, the reason why gold is allowed to be transferred onto silver is Shekein Meiser Sheni Shel Zav Mechal and Oisei Al Amos Reb Yerushalayim. If a person has a gold Meiser Sheni coin, when he comes to Yerushalayim, he's allowed to break it up into small denominations of copper, and so we see that we can break up Zav into Nechayshes, and therefore Zav is allowed to be transferred onto silver as well. And Medivar Shneim Nilmad, we have to add that extra word in. We learn from both of them, the Mechal and Kesef al Zahav, we are allowed to transfer silver onto gold, but the Mechal and Kesef al Nechayshes, one's not allowed to transfer from silver onto copper. And now explain the last part of the Mishnah, we had a Machlekes, Beishama Emrim Lo Yasev Chulu. Beishama had said no turning silver into gold, but Beisel said yes turning silver into gold. So now we're going to have Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what exactly Beishama is talking about. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says, Loi Amr Beishama El Besaif. Beishama is only talking about the end, meaning if he has Kesef of Meiser Sheni, he's not going to take a whole bunch of those silver coins and transfer their Kedusha onto one gold coin, Aval Betchila, but when he's starting out, of Beishame Maidai, even Beishame agrees that one is allowed to take pay rice of Meister Sheni and transfer the Kedusha directly onto gold. And Matam de Beishame, what's their source? That's because the Pasuk says, Kesef, and what do we learn from here? This is the proper Girsa, Rishon Veloy Kesef Sheni. In other words, Beishame holds when dealing with Kesef Rishon, the first thing that the Meister Sheni pay rice are going to be transferred onto, that's allowed to be either silver or gold. But when dealing with Kesef Sheni, you want to transfer from this money onto another money that we're not allowed to do no silver onto gold. Now skip the next four words. The Gemara asks about Tanina, but we have a Mishnah that says Hapirat Selim Meister Sheni Chaf Amud Alpha on top V'Savrina Meimar, and we want to say Kena Masnisa. This is what the Mishnah is saying: Hamatzar of Selim Meister Sheni. This is referring to where we have a fellow who, for example, has 100 copper coins of Meister Sheni. Beis Shammai and Beis Hill argue how many of those coins are allowed to be transferred onto silver to make it easier for him to carry up to Yerushalayim. But we see from here that both agree one is allowed to be Mechalel copper onto silver. Obviously, Beis Shammai doesn't darshan Kesef Rishon v'loy Kesef Sheni. There's an issue transferring from one money onto another money. Because again, he clearly holds once we have mice, copper coins of Meister Sheni, we could transfer their Kedusha onto silver. And therefore, my Kedayin time in the Beis Shammai, what is Beis Shammai's reasoning? And the answer is, and here's the proper Girsa, Kesef Ad Kidei Kesef. When the Pasuk says the word Kesef, it's really telling us up until it becomes Kesef. Namely, once it becomes Kesef, Beis Shammai holds there's an issue of Kesef Rishon v'loy Kesef Sheni that we're not allowed to take that Kesef and transfer its Kedusha onto other Kesef. But that's only once it officially becomes Kesef. However, transferring the Kedusha of Peres Meiser Sheni onto copper is not considered like it became Kesef. Nechayshes copper is not considered Kesef, and therefore, Nechayshes is allowed to be transferred onto silver. However, Shimon Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says that no, Bein Betchila, Bein Besaif, Beis Shammai Pligin. Beis Shammai argues both Betchila and Besaif, meaning it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about taking silver of Meister Sheni and transferring it onto gold, or taking Paris of Meister Sheni and transferring it onto gold. Both of those are Usser. And my time of the Beis Shammai, where does this come from? That's because the Pasuk tells us, Kesef, and here's the proper Girsa, V'loy Zahav. We learn from the Pasuk that says, Rasatah B'Kosef, Vitzartah Kesef B'Yadcha, that he has to be using silver and not gold. So he's not allowed to transfer Paris onto gold, even Betchila, even though it's the first Chil that's happening. The Gemara asks, and we have to add four words into the Girsa, Ve'ema Kesef V'loy Nechayshes. Maybe the Pasuk is telling us silver and not Nechayshes. Who says it's telling us silver and not gold? Maybe it's silver and not copper. So the Gemara answers, now picking up with our Girsa, Vatanin, the Mishnah says, Haparet Selim Meis Meiser Sheni, V'Savrona Meimar, Kena Masnisa, Hamasarav Selim Meis Meiser Sheni. And we see very clearly from this Mishnah, as we just explained in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that one does have copper coins of Meiser Sheni, which he's transferring onto silver. So obviously one is allowed to take pairs of Meister Sheni and transfer the Kedusha onto copper, and therefore my Kedain time in the Beis Shammai, where does this come from? And that's because of the following. Here's the proper girsa. He Kesef, he Nechayshes. The Kesef and Nechayshes are really the same thing. Even though Nechayshes is less chashiv than silver, still, copper is charif, it's usable on the markets much more than gold is, and therefore when the Pasuk tells us Kesef, excluding something that's not Kesef, it must be that it's excluding Zav and not excluding copper. And that's Reish Lakish's reasoning for Beis Shammai. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.